Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week, I think we've got a great topic because we're talking about praying the sign of the cross. And for those of us who are Catholic, the sign of the cross is something that we would be very familiar with and that we would do pretty much every time we prayed, every time we go to Mass.
We learned from a little child
how to do it. But
if you were brought up a Catholic anyway.
It's so easy just to take it for granted, to not really think about it.
Just to be flippant about it.
We just, yeah, and we do that. I'm guilty of it. Many of us are. But you were sharing with me just before we started this podcast that the reason you wanted to talk about it was almost from our story last week where we talked about Jamie who had cerebral palsy.
Yes.
And he went to Lourdes and he was had a change in him internally.
Changed.
He wasn't physically healed, but internally he lost all that bitterness that he had in his anger and he became more peaceful. But that something that Jamie really missed in his life or wanted to do was the sign of the cross. But physically for him, that was very difficult. And that really spoke to you. Do you want to share a bit about that?
Yes. Well, he sort of near the last few days of the pilgrimage where God had started really actioning and working in his life and you could see the responses, you could see the action of God because he was kinder, he was nicer, he would smile, he would speak nicely to people. He wasn't always angry and nasty and bitter at anybody.
Mm.
You know, they would just ask him, come out, can I get you a drink? And he'd like, no, I can get it myself or something, whereas a lot of the time he couldn't. They had an opportunity if they wanted to go speak to, I'd say you could talk a spiritual advisor or just someone who's a bit wiser in following God.
Mm.
And he thought he'd take the opportunity. And he shared with this man, I don't know what question he was asked or whatever, but he shared, the thing that I've come away with is I have this real desire to make the sign of the cross.
Mm.
And the director that was talking to him was a bit like, whoa. And he said, yes, because I look around and everybody else can and I can't. And it is such a precious motion.
Mm.
It's not just a, I don't know, a flick of the hand. It actually means something.
Mm.
And it also, not only in meaning something for what I, because of what I believe in, but it's like every time I do it, I'm protecting myself.
Mm.
I'm acknowledging who I follow.
Mm.
I'm blessing myself.
Mm. Mm. And that struck me. Yeah, that I've written down. The first is protection. He said it's like a holy shield for us, that Jesus is always over us, protecting us. And then particularly the next thing is it's an acknowledgement. And it's really a statement of our faith to say,
this is who I stand for.
Yeah, not only in this is what I believe and acknowledging God in our lives, but also then the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so when we do that action, we're actually asking that to come upon us.
Yes.
In like it's almost because it's a, we really use the prayer, the sign of the cross as like bookends.
It's
to our
a prayer in itself.
We?
Yes.
Like, we're like
yes.
We start it and we finish it. And it's almost like this means now I start my prayer and now this means I've ended my prayer.
Yeah.
But it's actually more than just that type of
bookend,
beginning and ending.
Like you think of a bookend and it's you don't read the bookend, you read the books in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, the bookend is strong and holds up the books, but it's quite an inanimate object, not the sign of the cross.
Mm.
It is powerful and majestic and adoring God and worshipping and blessing ourselves and blessing God at the same time.
Yeah. Which just come into my head right now. It's like when you go to a baptism, you get – and you kind of spoke about this at the end of your heartbeat –
you get the parents of the child as well as the godparents to come to the child and make the sign of the cross.
Yes.
And they're not bookending. Like, in some sense, the whole actual ceremony of baptism is a prayer, but they're not bookending with the sign of the cross. It's like, no, this action of the sign of the cross is the action we're focusing on right now, because we're saying over this child that we want you to come into the
Lord,
Christian
family. Lord of this life, in the Father
and the Son, the Holy Spirit. Yeah, so it's actually a very powerful action, and it doesn't need to be necessarily with the middle part of that prayer, which is how we often use it. It's also, you said, it's a physical act of our faith, so it can center our minds on God because of that focus.
I look at it, well, it's a prayer in itself, so if you don't know how what to pray, just make the sign of the cross and sit there. Just think of when you sang the sign of the cross. Just keep saying it. In the name of God the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, the Saviour, with the Holy Spirit. And just go, you know, just meditate upon that. Yeah. Just wow.
It made me also think of when Jesus says, like, if you ask anything in my name, yes, you know,
I'll be there in the midst, or I'll answer. Or
so it made me think of, like, that's what we're doing, because we say those words, in the name of, and then we say the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So we're really asking God to come and be in us and in what we've just prayed as well.
Well, it makes you realise too how powerful God's name is. You know, we have names. We've been named when we were a baby. And the parents chose those names because they liked the sound of the name, they liked the description of it, what it meant, you know, whatever the reason was. But that name identifies us. It's actually precious to us.
Yeah.
You know, we're the only one on earth with that name given to us, because, you know, okay, there might be lots of Emmas, but there's no Emma Louise, you were Downs, but now McGuinness. Do you know what I mean? You're the only one really with that name, the way it was assigned to you. Well, there's only one God. There's only one Jesus. There's only one Holy Spirit, and the three persons in the one God. Yep. His name is powerful and precious and mighty and majestic. Just his name alone. You know, you don't have to go anywhere else. You know, it has everything in it. And we just flippantly don't realize.
Yeah, the power of it.
No.
Yeah. Another thing for us to think about when we're doing the sign of the cross is that it really does remind us of the victory that Jesus had on the cross, because the action itself is making a cross. And so it's a reminder to us of the price that Jesus paid for us.
Yes.
And the fact that he wants us to be with him in eternity, you know, there's a lot to it than just, I'm doing the action to start my prayer off.
Well, remember how it started. The Christians wanted to tell other people, are you a Christian or you're not? So the sign of the cross was their symbol. Their, yes, I'm a, you know, because they, in a way, because they were, you know, living under Roman times, they had to often hide that they were Christian or they were going to get killed. And but that symbol, however they quickly did it, or, you know, showed someone else who they represented, because it really meant something. And we need to, I guess, make it mean something for us too.
I like how, like, Dad shares about the sign of the cross using slightly different words. And he says, we can think about it from saying, from my head to my heart, across the entirety of my life, may the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ be on me and in me.
Yeah, he often says the victory and the power.
Oh, okay, yeah. And the power of the Lord Jesus Christ be on me and in me. And I like that. It's like, be on me, so God, almost that protection, be on me, but then also actually be in me, so I'm living your victory.
And it's God who changes us, moves us, softens us, helps us love more, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So the weekly challenge is for us to pray through the sign of the cross and to be intentional about it.
Yes.
And it's easy. We all do it flippantly.
I'm guilty.
Like, you know, we all do it.
No.
But we can remind ourselves and try to go back to that meaning of what it means for our lives when we say it.
But that's how living a Christian, or how God wants us to live in, as a Christian. Every day, the Holy Spirit guides us and shows us where we can do things better.
Mm.
Where we can, because he draws us to himself. So he draws us to this holiness.
Mm.
He wants us to be this holy people. And so I was convicted when I was reading the story about Jamie. And he thought, whoa, if only I could make the sign of the cross. I was convicted how flippant I am sometimes in making it. So, yeah, don't like be down on yourself. Just go, okay, I am guilty. Holy Spirit, help me see this as such a precious prayer in itself.
Mm-hmm. So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week. Maybe you're convicted as well to be intentional about praying the sign of the cross in your life. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.